Mervyn O'Donnell, Gweedore manager, your team were victorious here in Tyrconnell Park by 217 to 7 points. What are your thoughts there?
Ach, yeah, like, I suppose it was good to come up and actually get the one. Anyway, that's the main thing, like, you know, and we had a good few missing, I suppose, today, with Eamon and Oran Ferry suspended. It was a big, you know, it was a big loss in any team, and I suppose an issue with the bit of an injury there too. But look, it's good to get up. I thought we were very sloppy for in periods in that game, to be honest with you. The turnover count was massive, I think, in the first phase anyway, you know. So look, these are things that we have to work on, and it wasn't any, you know, it wasn't exactly the most clean cut performance, but as I said, the one's the most important thing today.
Yeah, it was a strong finish to the first half. You got Kevin got a goal and a couple of points there, and that kind of put you 1-8 to 4 points up, but it possibly flattered you a bit.
I think it did, yeah. I didn't think our performance was that good at all. You know, maybe a wee bit of jitters with the first championship match and everything else. A couple of young lads in there, you know, young minor in there as well. Not that he looked out of place, in fairness to him, but just in general, you know, there was seemed to be a wee bit of kind of championship nerves as such. And but look, performance-wise, it wouldn't have been the best. But as I said, you know, you're coming up against you know, any club team that's going to do championship, fair play, and they put up a good battle there today. Like,
yeah, you mentioned Donald McBride going in there for his first championship debut. Do you need a bit of new blood this year, Mervyn? Do you think?
Ach, look, every team needs it. Hey, we'd take 10 players if we got them. That's the way it is, like, you know. But it's good to see a minor stepping up. Even if you get one every year in any club, it's a big help. Like, you know, I'm sure Kevin and Eamon and these boys haven't got a wild pile of years left in them. So the more minors that come through, and that's I'm sure that's the goal of every club, that you'll have a bit of a production line going, and you have two or three every year. That would be the hope, like.
Yeah, it probably took Oran McNeillis a wee while to get going there, but in the second half he was top class.
Ach, look, you know, I suppose Oran's, as they say, the Rolls Royce of the team, like, you know, and Oran turns it on. It's just, it's kind of, he is the man, like. So, yeah, you're dependent, you know, you don't want to be dependent on Oran too much. But look, the other lads, I'm sure, like, you know, Niall Freeland, Cian Mulligan, and Miel Carl, and Dara, and all them boys, like, they all put in a good shift today, and that's all you can ask, like, you know. You're not going to get the fancy football every day you go out. You kind of have to, you know, you still have to beat an opposition, no matter who they are. And in fairness to them, they're not too bad a drill team, like.
Yeah, and you've Killy Beggs next week, and I suppose Killy Beggs, after probably a disappointing defeat to Glenfinn last night, like, they need points coming down to Mahargallan next week.
Sure will, yeah, and I guess we played them in a friendly already, you know, and you know, we were beat down in Marygallen by Killy Beggs already this year, so, you know, we'd be kind of, you know, we would be expecting a good battle next weekend now, to be honest.